Countries have reached the summit of material civilization, but people are still dissatisfied. Real satisfaction is Krishna consciousness. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 5:29, where Krishna says, Uktaram yagatapasam sarvalokamaheshwaram suvidam sarvabhutanam yapamam shanti vichati. The sages knowing me as the ultimate purpose of all sacrifices and austerities, the supreme lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attain peace through the pangs of material disease. One must, therefore, take to Krishna consciousness and advance in Krishna consciousness by properly following the meditative rules. Then, one can attain eternal, blissful life in peace and knowledge.
Hare Krishna. So this is in Bhagavatam, 9th canto, downfall of Sovari Muni. And you know Sovari Muni, everybody knows he has long time coming to Vrindavan, not far from our temple, to go backward. There is a so soon they have something. They say this is Sovari Muni. Sovari Muni, his wife, used to stay here for the last year. the present way you need to do is tapasya under the water, so that you can see nothing of the world. Still, wherever you go, you will go somewhere in a room, a dark room, your mind can be absorbed in past sensual activity, even by moment. Excuse me. So, while it is work, you can be in Brahma, in Indra, you say,
Indra, in the many stories Srimad Bhagavatam is enjoying, from in 14 planetary system, those who are higher planets, they have got higher enjoyment. And Indra is supposed to be in the heavenly planets and the king. And how he is enjoying in his life, we know. If you go through the pages, Srimad Bhagavatam, there are so many examples of this enjoying life and how it ends up with. Pururaba Urvashi Jajati Devjani Sarmistha. Many. Puranjan, forest of material existence or forest, another thing, the same chapter. Srimad Bhagavatam, many, many places there. People come here to enjoy from lowest planet to highest planet. Some of the things are common. Ahar, Nidda, Atraka, Maitun, last one, strongest. And this way you can see different, according to consciousness, different bodies they are getting. Krishna knows he wants to enjoy this way, okay, he wants to enjoy. Every 1 hour, 3 times, sensual enjoyment, okay, you become a parrot, you become dove, you become sparrow, or maybe monkeys, very strong. You've got sexual power to enjoy. Every day, maybe he's going, looks like very renounced externally, but internally he's looking after another opposite sex, maybe 20, 25 in one day, enjoying. See how strong. But he's only increasing, as he said, increasing. In this way, so Varuni enjoyed sense gratification. But he was not at all satisfied. Prabhupada was telling one rich man, he came to a doctor, he said, I cannot enjoy now. Can I be replaced with my generating organ, with a monkey's generating organ? Can you think of how strong this is? He says, old habit dies hard. It is very difficult to give up this thing. So even taking brahmachari life, even taking renounced life, Kali Yuga it says, very, very difficult to maintain purity, standard, quality. And so Prabhupada has got a high goal for us. He said, I want our grihastha as comparing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, in Chaitanya Bhagavata, Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Mahaprabhu Bhaktagan Vairagya Pradhan. Though he has got many grihastha disciples, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followers, most of them at heart is Vairagya, renounced. There are many examples there. And Prabhupada also expected our grihastha to be Goswami. Real Goswami means he controls his senses. Upadeshamitas Rupa Goswami said, Bhacho Bhego, Manasa Krodha Bhego, Udara Bhego, Upastha Bhego. So it is not possible. If we enjoy, at the same time try to control. Difficult. Here is telling me. Same thing in the case of Jajati. We know Jajati is the king was going through a forest, maybe he was thirsty, and looking for a well or source of water to drink. It so happened Lord Shiva and Parvati was going in his Bahan carrier, that is bull Nandi. And at that time, I forgot the king's name, his daughter Sormishta, with his friends who are their family guru's daughter, Devjani, and with their friends, all were taking bath in a reservoir. Seeing suddenly Lord Shiva and Parvati going, as India, some parts, the system is there, take up their clothes and men don't go there. They are private. So they are taking bath. Seeing them, at once they went up to cover themselves with their saris. It so happened. So happened that they so quickly dressed themselves. So what happened is Devjani sari, Sormishta, the princess, put on, as far as I remember, something exchanged. So Sormishta, Devjani got very angry, seeing this thing, and scolding her with very sharp, like a arrow words, and she also replied. So, what the word exactly say, I forgot, but something like that, like a crow, this, that. So that was going. As a result, Sormishta, being most of the friends, is those who are taking bath, being more obedient to her, they all together put Devjani in a dry well without any clothing, any saris or anything, whatsoever. So she was helpless there, expecting how to get out. It is compared to material existence, like a Gyomedi, like Andhakupam, dry well. Anyway, there are many, Acharya explained so many ways. There in Srimad Bhagavatam mentioned. There, the Jajati happened to be going and came there and saw her in that condition. At once, Jajati took off some of his part of his clothes and helped her, gave her. And she put on those things and seen, and Jajati helped him to come up. As a matter of fact, in India, you know, if you take the hand of a woman, then there is relationship. There is a marriage ceremony happen. They take the hand during month or the. So at once Devjani says, being a Shukracharya's daughter, and he said, though Jajati knows I am a Kshatriya and she is a Brahmin's daughter, according to Vedic system, it doesn't work, this marriage. She at once said, by the mercy, by the arrangement of Providence, we are already husband and wife. Please don't disagree. Ask Jajati. Devjani asked Jajati, please don't disagree. By the arrangement of you hold my hand, you are accepting me as wife. Jajati, first of all, didn't agree. But seeing her beauty, Uba said, his mind changed. He has to agree. So you can see how subtle and strong this influence is. Object, senses and sense object. Uba said in one place, the animals have got particular sense, very prominent, very strong. A dog can smell from a long distance. We see in the airport. Moment you enter, and dog is coming, jumping and checking, is there anything there? It's very sensitive. Also shark, from a long distance he can smell fish. But it becomes the cause of his death. So the same thing in our spiritual life. We may become this and that, I am very advanced, this, that, everything good. But when you face sense object, nobody should be, should, seems like, as Prabhupada says, overestimate himself. I am free from this. Except according to scripture, Naranarayan Rishi, that means Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is doing still now. We may not see him unless he is merciful to us. Bodhinayan is doing tapasya and austerity for the welfare of the people in general. Except him, nobody should brag, I am free from the influence of Krishna's illusory external energy. Krishna says, Doibi hesa gunamaya mama maya durattaya. Insurmountable. Even Brahma became victim of his daughter, though he created himself. I don't want to go further up. So from this, to caution us, we should never estimate ourselves. But still, sometime, depending on time, place, circumstances, we forget. That is, of course, one should be extra careful. Even Kumara asked this question about, please tell about the sense and sense objects, how one can control. Even after controlling, unless we surrender to Krishna, Krishna helps, then maybe we can be saved. These things everywhere. Say Jajati's case, when Jajati was not satisfied enjoying Devyani Sola, he is telling, and an incident happened, you know that, that when, after that, the incident, let us go to this incident only, Jajati's story, not Puru Rava and Urvashi. The Jajati, Devyani told his father, Father, there is always exception, you know, in the rules and regulations in scripture. So scripture just showed, yes, you can marry my daughter. But one condition. King knowing this, he went, you know, in India is how much you be offensive, you pay dandavat to some person, and naturally his heart becomes softened. And he said, okay, on condition I can this. So Shukracharya said to the king, look, I have got only one daughter. I want to see her happy. So you please my daughter. Then I am okay, whatever my daughter said. Okay, I forgive. Then when daughter said, whenever I marry Jajati, so we want that your daughter with all others, her associates, her friends, should become go with in my marriage as servant. And king has to accept. King has to accept. And she went. As usual, you know, every woman wants some children. And if somebody approaches a Kshatriya, a woman, as far as Indian bar, he cannot deny. I want a child to tell a Kshatriya. Kshatriya, he cannot deny. So, but at the same time, knowing this, Shukracharya says that she may be going, my daughter's servant and all the serving her, but I caution you, Jajati, since she is going and she is a princess and you are king, so do not allow her to be in bed with you. Never. Okay? On this condition, I forgive. Something like that. Natural. It's natural. He'll be susceptible to become victim if she approach. That is what happened. In some time, particular moment, she got the opportunity, she proposed to Jajati, I want some son, please be kind to me. And had he agreed, Jajati, I don't know what Prabhupada said, forgot or what, Jajati at that time being carried away with Swamishtha's request, that he is a Kshatriya, okay. And one day it so happened, Swamishtha, Devjani suddenly saw the two boys playing exactly similar, just like a son sometimes get look like his father, Who are you? Asked. Who is your father? The two kids. At once, Devjani came to know. These two boys say, my dad is this. What? This is your dad, Jaja?
Really? She got furious, as usual. She got so angry, she's going to complain to his father. He did this, did that.
At that time, we understand, in scripture we find, how much Jajati is requesting, even falling at his feet, touching. She won't listen. Here, many things said by the writers, and I don't know what to say, about the nature of different personalities, men or women. Whatever it is, you can read and you know. So she won't listen. She went to her father, tell this thing. Father said, you lusty Jajati, shouting at him. So Jajati asking for father, what can I do? He cursed you, you become like an old man. Short man. Then understanding, if he become old man, it goes against the interest of her daughter. His daughter is Devjani, is young still. He wants her husband to be young. Yes? Knowing this, when he asked for forgiveness, he said, so that I can, you know, I am not satisfied. Then he said, okay, you exchange your old age with your son. Son is supposed to be representative of expansion of father, is according to say. Attabat, something like that, some Sanskrit word, I forgot. Jayati Putra, something. Son is nothing but the expansion of father. So, Jajati is approaching his eldest son, the next, you know all the name of the Puru, other. Which one is first, I forgot. The five son. One by three. One of the Devjani may be three, and she may be two, or three. One is two, and three. So, nobody accepted. The father, I am still young. But in this case, those are Vasukar, those are Meghvatika and other. They say, from this we can learn how strong this desire is. The Jajati, though, is getting old, but still, he is not satisfied. So much so, he becomes so shameless to ask his young son, can you exchange? I am not satisfied with sense gratification. Please allow me to exchange. Can a father say to his son, can you think of? I cannot think of this thing in India. One father can say, why India, any parts of the world? How can he tell his son like this? I am not satisfied. Please exchange. Give your own. Naturally, son will think, what sort of father is this? He'll have any respect? Tell me. And this is sense gratification. Makes us so. Rishabde say, Nunam Pramatta Kurute Vikar. Pramatta means become intoxicated. The sense gratification is such thing. You get one ice cream, maybe another. Okay. Another, maybe so many ice creams. You take one kulfi, they can again. I was a few days, sometime back, I was in Kanpur, and I see from a childhood we know, everywhere, from Punjab to Kerala, to from Gujarat to east, west to east, Assam, wherever we may go, we see this thing. Some of the things in India also very palatable. So I was in Kanpur, see the same thing. For preaching purpose, I went. Suddenly, I'm in a park spending my time, I'm extra time. Suddenly, she's from school, colleges, boys, girls are coming. And as usual, in our school days, those things are there. That is called Pani Puri. It's so tasty. Even I don't know, there are Westerners also, I think, like, if you want the taste, they will like it. Suddenly, hot, sour, sweet, just like bhunji. You can eat 10% without knowledge, maybe talking, maybe for 10% you brought. And you are talking, and started little eating. You don't know, one moment you say 10%, you are finished. It's so tasty. So this also, Pani Puri, also very tasty. So after that, so hot, But still you like, you put some sweet, put some sour, it's so tasty. Anybody knows. They're thinking, just for a short time you have got a break. From school they came, I'm hearing. I'm just doing japa, spending my time. I'm hearing they're saying, hey, we have got a short time, come on, quick. And that guy serving so many persons, boys, girls, on school and colleges. And they're saying, for a short time, quickly. They thought, 4, 5, 6 they will take. Then, I'm going to give money. Somebody saying, the guy is saying, you took how many? 25. What? I take 25. He thought maybe 5 or 7 he'll take. How quickly he's taking? Quack! Quack! He's very crunchy. Crunchy, eh? And at the same time, full of juice. And inside, sweet and sour, maybe chana or potato, with a little hot. If it is little hot, he said, hey, no, put some. Maybe not. Again, he said, okay, don't put so much chili. It's so tasty. So, the later on may be suffering. Dahi vada, alu kabli, so many things tasty. Jhal muri. Jhal means hot, but at the same time, so many other spices. It is irresistible. Shall I say irresistible? There is English word, irresistible. So this is sense gratification also like that. And Rishabhdev said, Nunam pramatta. Pramatta means prakrushtrava matta. Matta means intoxicated, mad, just like someone drinking, drinking, more, like that. Yari saying the same thing. Prabhupada saying the same thing. One day, I was coming from Cannibal preaching. It is little late, maybe around 11:45 or something. And I see, how come this is government building one country rich like America? Say Australia. So Brisbane. So I see this huge building almost like a block. It's a government office. Yes, yes, yes. So much, yes. So why at night they are working so hard? No, this is casino. And at night, so many people, coming, going. Other places, all shops closed. So many people. Same thing one day, Las Vegas, at time, maybe 90s one day. Somebody is gone. He's standing, he has not much money. So he is going by some means. So he stopped there in the bus station. Suddenly, in the dark, just for fresh air walking, suddenly from a big, like a rabbit coming. What? So one girl saying, just spend $10, you get $100. What? $10 and $100? Is it some gambling club? And the casino, come here. Look, I am a monk, please don't disturb me. I am a monk, this is not my money. Some or other I am traveling with whatever I have got. I cannot spare quite on $10. I cannot spend $1 even for this. And she at on. Like that. Everywhere, even in school days I remember. In school days and telling about me. Then school final, not in our house, another. So all our men were at night. It's pretty late. I want for a change. I'm tired. Kulfi, 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 kulfi. Oh, kulfi, yes. It's just like Indian ice cream. Anybody Indian knows kulfi is irresistible. like sikhan, Gujarati, sikhan sweet. Just like Navadip, somebody I had also said. So I can come in the meeting on condition. What is that? Just don't mind, I am not criticizing anybody, but truth I am telling. So do you serve to us, to this body? Higher authority, I don't say, but you understand. What? If you serve sweet yogurt, then I will come. Why do you will serve everybody sweet yogurt? Sweet yogurt, in whole India, usually say normal yogurt. It is not necessarily sweet. But sweet yogurt is irresistible. Once you take the cream portion, it's just like ice cream or creamy, like that. And it's more or less irresistible. So you see how much you like. More you take more, you feel like, even you have got cold, you feel like taking. Yes? Yeah? So this is sense gratification. This is same thing, adatta. The highest sense gratification is sensual enjoyment. Yeah. And the only solution is Prabhupada says Krishna consciousness. So bhakti parishano virakti annatra. Many devotees say, how you come to Krishna consciousness? I say, I took outside so cold, inside nice prasad, blown puri, halwa, with Punjabi halwa, with lots of ghee. I remember in old days, let me tell some story. Some Maharashtra, now, PBST's leader, Chuak, stop, I will cook. What will cook? You have got Punjabi halwa, put lot of butter, no water, simply pour milk. With that, put dates, figs, cashew, very rich and irresistible. Am I right, Mandakini Mataji? Yes, she may be knowing. Yes? So, we know this thing from time immemorial. What is enjoying speech? So, Prabhupada knows how to bring. You have a higher taste. Jamuna Devi writing books and good preacher, she's gone, great Vaishnavi. You understand? Simply giving Krishna consciousness, having a higher taste. Just like go to some restaurant, Maharaj, today noon time, no prasad. Oh, I see. We take in the evening. Okay. You can go to the restaurant. So I go to the restaurant. Please, preach little. So I see some guy. Eating, suddenly took some samosa or pakora, just like George Harrison. So give some also chaat. Oh, very nice. What is it? Samosa. This is pakora. Can I have another? Another? Yes, sir. $2, please. Again, $2, please. And still he's going taking. Same thing, George Harrison. He liked very much fried rice. Gobi pakora, don't mind, I'm telling down to our practical what I saw. Yeah, happened to be there at that time, many times. Then samosa, gulab jam, this is Prabhupada say, iskon bullet. And when he came to Mayapur, we gave him the same thing, he liked very much. We could not see him. But one time we with our regional secretary went, Sardhan and me, and the hotel manager, hotel reception, he said, we are not supposed to tell where he is staying. He is not staying in the hotel. A newspaper written, we went to that hotel to bring him to Mayapur. What happened is that we would tell, they said, he is our friend, he is our well-wisher, you know. He helped us so many ways in preaching. Oh, I see. So you can go to his friend. Who is that? He can give you maybe information. Who is that? That is Ravi Shankar. Ravi Shankar also came to see Prabhupada in the very place. So I remember, Sham Sundar used to bring, either Sham Sundar or Mukunda Maharaj. So, Ravi Shankar, we took all this thing, and Ravi Shankar said, look, he is not good, why you want to know? But he knows our relation. Ultimately, he agreed, and he was staying in one of the top artists in Bengal, Rituparna Sen, top artist, heroine, in her house. It's like a ship house, it's famous in Calcutta. It's not very far from Calcutta temple, maybe 3 minutes drive, walk maybe 10 minutes. So we went there, and the moment he came to know this from ISKCON, though I couldn't think that he will recognize me, yeah, he had told me what his name, this Satadhanna Subhak, you long time you saw him many times. So I say he is a world famous man, I don't think he can remember me. Though I was sitting by his side sometimes when Prabhupada was talking to him in manner or a very place. And I don't know how, surprised. Yes, yes, yes. A few times I patted you, don't remember? I was shocked to see how such a man can remember. He's a world famous George Harrison. Then I introduced him. It's Sadhadana. Sadhadana told, so you are here, we can take you to, you have got time here? Yes, you know, I want to stay somewhere free from pollution, no sound, noise. You become a world famous man, sometimes it becomes very disturbing because everybody come to see you. Don't have privacy. Oh, I see. So you come to the village, Mayapur, nobody will recognize you. Oh, dear? Yes, yes. So he arranged a limousine car and he's sitting and his bodyguard in front and driver, limousine car. No. And Sarodhana Misri, he's in the middle. He's chanting, oh my sweet Lord, Munithi, and saying, very nice, the experience. And he liked it. We again gave him those who used to cook all the samosa, kachori, with fried rice, and he liked very much. And they show, he was shown Prabhupada's samadhi, all these things. So this way, Prabhupada brought us, many devotees say, simply by taking prasad, maybe the cause, I became attracted to Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada gave us this thing. Bhakti parishan babu, even coming to bhakti, you have got a higher taste. Then you forget all those things. Gradually. So Prabhupada did the same thing. Prabhupada also, when his brother, god brother was sent to England, he told this thing you have to give up. You want to become bhakta or brahmin. Marquis of Jetland, he asked Goswami Maharaj, so in your country you have come here, what for? You come here, tell about science of God. So we have got, then he said, no, you have got churches, okay, we have got a deeper understanding of God. Okay. So your society, we have ruled your country, what you will teach us? Okay, you tell me, can you make me Brahmin? Then he said, you have to become pure, you know. So you have to give up sinful activity. And he asked one after another, and after listening these four regulative principles, he said, impossible. And so, when Prabhupada thought, I go to America, everybody is in India, young generation, even little kid putting gin. Why? Because Americans do. So Prabhupada asking them here, nobody is giving him any son. You have got four sons, please give me one son. I'll tell, Maharaj, what will we use? Becoming a Brahmin, becoming this, that. After all, he has to lead his life, get married, this, that. Bank balance, wife, children. That is everybody one. So they didn't give. Prabhupada thought better, we are copying these countries. Okay, I bring them, make them bhakta and bring it here. And when they, Prabhupada bought it doing Sankirtan in Surat, Gujarat, Prabhupada said, all Gujaratis are born devotee. So naturally when he saw these Westerner boys, girls chanting, dancing, the whole city came out to see them. This, you see the picture, still is there, film. The whole city. They give a holiday in school, I heard, to see, and garden, receiving them with garland. So Prabhupada knows the technique, how to make somebody devotee. Devotees know, Goswami says, jeno teno prakareno, manak krishna. By any means, you can bring somebody Krishna consciousness. That is our success. There is the preaching movement, Prabhupada said. You require many lives, you enjoyed, now one life give to Krishna. To keep the body fit, you require some place, some space. You require some clothes, cover yourself. You require some food to keep you fit. Now do your sadhana, what I gave, and try to preach Krishna consciousness to fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, every town, village. And good result, we are getting response. At least some country I see, so many colleges, school preaching, very flourishing like anything. So many young boys are coming in this movement. It's very nice. Now, still I think that 12, 14 minutes there, I think it is something very general. Prabhupada said, so Krishna consciousness is the answer. One must therefore take to Krishna consciousness, advance in Krishna consciousness, by properly following the regulative principle. Now question is, you have got to get responsibility, Prabhupada said. Now if you want to preach, you have to, I want ideal grihastha, not grihamedi, ideal brahmachari, ideal sannyasi, all these. And he told the qualification, symptom, standard, purity, all these things. Now how much we maintain it, that is up to us. We have got a so great responsibility, all ISKCON devotee, all of us, to how much we are strictly following what Prabhupada said. If you change it, then Prabhupada says, what will be the result? I don't want to say. You read it book. Sometime, some higher authority come. Why you are telling this? The Prabhupada asked me to tell, I am telling. It applies to me also. So you check and do what is necessary. Thank you very much. Any question or comment? I will. Please, say something. I know many old devotees are here, sitting. I know from 1970, maybe 69 also I used to see, but not stayed in the temple. So I have seen so many things happening in our society, and we have to face the realities. I understand sometimes they change something. I am not saying that we can correct it. Here devotees are here, we can have discussion. Somebody is meditating, the old devotee. I don't know. Hare Krishna, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago Bhujavasi, is gone. What is your comment? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. I have come here not to speak what Prabhupada told us to speak, but I come here to also to learn. So here are many old devotees I can see sitting. They can enlighten us. Yes.
Krishna Maharaj.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I just want to tell the devotee that one day you came to London, to the very place temple.
Yes. Yes.
And you met Srila Prabhupada. And he was so pleased to see you. He started to talk Bengali to
yes.
me.
Yes.
And it was very beautiful for us to witness. It was like he was talking to his son. You know, very happy in Bengali, in that small, very blessed temple.
Yeah, yeah. I hope it's a comment. Yes? No question. Thank you very much. She actually invited me to come to Ram Navami. And I don't know, I am a student. And I have got hard days spent. I know, when inviting means I have to bring something. So I said, I can't bring anything. If I bring bunch of daffodils, will that do? I think it is not cost much for a student. Then she says, oh yes. And I brought some, I think, very red color, maybe like this, red color, some daffodils, or what? And she says, wonderful, for that was Ramchandra's appearance day. Next day, she asked me to come. And though I was not staying in the temple, but there is another devotee. His name is Ronchor. He joined before me, little, maybe 4 months before. He said, we are doing this, Krishna Consciousness preaching, who are you? Our Guru Maharaj come from Calcutta, you are also from there, you are also Bengali. It is your duty. Why you are not joining us? I said, I will join. I join. Why you are? No, you should not waste time. Our Guru Maharaj is coming very soon. You see, newspaper, he is coming. He showed me some cutting, that Bhaktivedanta Swami is soon coming. That was maybe 1969-70, something like that. Yeah, something. I could say that I always say that I will stay, but he is always me. One day I said, just to see, because I have some doubt. In India, from my childhood, I saw many sadhus. So I can't think of how these boys and girls, brahmachari, brahmachari, living together. It is impossible. But I must say at the same time, when I entered, see, completely different atmosphere. You think you are in another world. When I entered another world, the green, and like this, my strong green carpet, right hand side in the alley, Narad Muni playing behind a big canvas. And the alley, left hand side, there's like an egg like oval, you know, glass case and thick like a safe, big door, and enter. Shamsundar Prabhu made a architecture very nice, you know, like a downside, you know, lower side of the ship. You put like that, the ribs like this. And golden yellow wooden all with wood made nice temple. Maybe from there to this much, maybe up to, no, not that much, a little less or something, their length. And width must be this. This is the temple room, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, Radha Krishna, very beautiful deity. And paintings of Panchatattva, Radha Krishna, and Prabhupada's Vyasasan, like that, as I remember. She happened to be there and she told, "You are Indian, huh?" "Our guru is Indian." "I don't know. Calcutta." "Yes." "Why, tomorrow we have got Ram Navami. So, can you come?" I'm thinking she is inviting. So many people will be there, prasadam, this, that. How can I go empty? I have to give something. I don't have money. So I say, I don't know what can I bring. No, nothing. You don't have to bring. You just come. I said, okay, let me try. Then I brought that. She said, it's good. And Ranchor told me, so one day I stayed. He said, come with us in Sankirtan. And one of the IDC or Ranchor said, you cannot distribute book here. I was a little timid, I must say. Forcing. Say, chant with us. So Oxford Street, we are chanting up and down, up to Marble Arch. Every day. And still is very, that memory is still fresh in mind. It's very nice. The chanting and distributing book, Back to God in magazine, chanting the holy name, be happy, something. Sannyasi with the danda. I also got some magazine before coming. In a South Adelaide Street, one day coming, devotees are running away from the police and pushed me on. And I didn't have anything. I have just half a crown, my fare to go back to my dig. And I have to give, I know he's giving a magazine, very American type, not British, very colorful and very oily paper and very expensive. So I say, I have got only this. That suffice, give it. And to give the man. One of the devotees, maybe Tiruvananatha or somebody at the temple. So anyway, when I entered, I saw this carpet, this, that, going stair up. They are down the alley. Complete whole building is saturated with the smell of incense, maybe sandalwood or magnolia. Atmosphere completely mystical. At the same time, very pure. But the devotee's face, when they are taking prasad, I say, sometimes it will be attending class, and after that I leave because they are taking prasad, you know, I have to contribute. So I used to leave. One day they forced me, sit here. Then I am sitting in the basement, and I saw a devotee are sitting, like their face are very bright and pure. I don't know whether it's angel-like, but really they don't look like the outside people I see. The face completely very pure and bright. And the question of brahmachari, brahmachari sitting doesn't arise at all. The way they are sitting. So I was very much amazed. Excuse my English. Very much amazed to see this thing. I couldn't think of what Prabhupada could do. I did not know. Later on, I was introduced. I was not introduced. Prabhupada saw me. I was going down the stairs one day when I stayed. I said, next I tell you what happened. They asked me, stay the night. I stayed. Next morning, they asked, can we shave you? Naturally, in these days, it is shocking, you can't think of. But the atmosphere is such. And there, I must say, the devotees, the way they deal with others, you can never think of. You can forget all these things. Make you feel at home, at ease. Maybe more than that. Atmosphere completely different. And you can say, it's like a spiritual atmosphere, spiritual plane. And he can't say no. I couldn't help. You know, I can't say no. I don't know how it is. If I think, back, because devotees are so nice. Like, definitely. That is what attracted. That is why I couldn't say no. And same day. And then they are chanting and dancing. I know I am an insignificant guy, and this guy. I am feeling very shy. And as I understand, at that time, we require many manpower, I think, many devotees. So anybody come, they try to make him a bhakta as soon as possible. And that may be written in Ranchur's book, maybe there, all these things. And I was going downstairs one day, and Prabhupada saw, I paying obeisance, Prabhupada found their guards stay near their Prabhupada's bathroom, and they have got rack, the guards say, that was there, the Prabhupada was coming, at that time they are put upstairs. So he's coming from the bathroom, I put down, in the downstairs, I saw, he's our guru, I pay obeisance. And he looked at me, what is your name? Where do you come from? It so happened I spoke in Bengali, because they, at once it came. Oh, you're Bengali. Where do you come from? Calcutta. Oh, he at once said, come to my room. And since then I was happened to be always in his room. He likes me. Answered this letter, translate my books. This that. They asked me to work in the kitchen. Prabhupada asked, no, you want to work in the kitchen? You do my samma. And later on, you know, read the books. Sorry, staring about myself, rascal. Please forgive me. Hare Krishna. I think time is almost. Yes? Yes.
Well, Mr. Maharaj, I am very grateful for sharing the enlightenment as well as the incidents just now, meeting Prabhupada and visiting the body place. My question is, you are mentioning about how Prabhupada is saying that no one should underestimate about dealing with sense objects. Should be very careful. And how Rupa Goswami says that one who can tolerate these six urges can be to become a spiritual master. My question is, Maharaj, as practicing brahmacharis or any other, that you also said that maintaining purity is very tough. What does tolerance mean and what does repression mean, so that it is clear for me? Because repression is what Bhagavad Gita is opposing Krishna's telling me what will accomplish. At the same time, tolerating six urges is very glorious in terms of Rupa Goswami's first verse. So how do we understand this and maintain purity?
What does purity mean? Do you know what purity means? What purity means? Can you tell?
My understanding, limited understanding, is purity is purity of intentions, thoughts, words and actions.
In general, purity means Harihi Nirguna Sakhat. Krishna is supremely pure. So he is Nirguna. Material world means Triguna. Everybody is within the grip of mode of passion, ignorance, even goodness. There is some passion and ignorance there. So ultimate purity means go beyond this. That is what it means with words, body and mind. So it's just like say mathematics. You are higher mathematics, you know, you say x tending to infinity. You never approach infinity. You never become as pure as Krishna. But you have to become pure enough to associate with Krishna. Make sense? You become pure enough to associate with Krishna. Krishna will feel, he'll reveal to you. You try to become Nirguna by associating with Krishna, he is Nirguna. You become Nirguna. What is the difficulty? This is basic stage, what you are told. There is also higher mathematics. This is also like that. But I cannot tell more than that. You go higher mathematics, even you go to complex number. You cannot explain well how far you studied. Okay.
MTech,
you should know about complex number.
I know about it.
So everything you get clear, like black and white? No. So this is also like that. What to speak of spiritual life then? Material life is like this, then what is spiritual life? It's not so easy. But if you are pure enough, Krishna, you can associate with Krishna. Do you feel you are joyful? Yes or no? Do you feel you are prasanna or you are vishanna? You are morose or you feel joyful in Krishna consciousness?
In your association right now, it's very joyful.
No, yes. Devotees association, you feel joyful. Yes. Because devotees are carrying Krishna. Krishna is here. According to your faith, Krishna is directly, you can reciprocate. He can talk, he can walk. Depending on how much your faith is, Krishna will reciprocate. He said, when God Saranga Saranagati, Krishna responded to him. There's two Brahmin stories, you know that. Two Brahmin, Sakshi Gopal story. The Prabhupada said, these two Brahmins are pure devotee. So Prabhupada said, in ISKCON, I made ISKCON to make perfect Brahmin. Perfect Brahmin means controlling mind, controlling senses, so that he can come to the platform of Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. So devotees are prasanna. Here everybody is seeing. You see the faces, mostly bright face and joyful, not Colgate smile giving. Yes? This is natural, you can look at it, it's natural. It's not just outside guest house, you see one lady. Everybody can see, he's an advertisement. She gets loaded, she gets some money, that is a giving smile. But here nobody is getting loaded. But Krishna is giving unlimited. So they are naturally, this is their swarup, this is their constitutional position, to be with Krishna and serving Krishna. That is what we are doing. If it's that, sincerely, we will be joyful. We will be prasannatma. And everybody outside, vishanna. He has got tension, anxiety. He may say, good morning, but he actually not good morning. Yes?
Yes.
Yes? His time is over. Please excuse me. Take extra time. Thank you very much. May Lord bless us.